of the most moving moments of my life is after the 58-year-old sin and the 68-year-old man's heart was found freedom. 70 men that committed the worst crimes in the world sang Amazing Grace together. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. That's church. That's a whole church just stopping, reaching down to the one that was hurting and said, this is about you. Amazing Grace. Amen. Friends, it's that simple. When we're hurting inside, it's really that simple. And if you ever come to Kevin's office, Mary's office, Gerald's office, Dave's office, my office, whoever you sit with, this is all we do. We listen to you. We care about you. We understand. And then we lead you to the only healer that can heal brokenness, that can take the pain away. We help you forgive the one that has caused the hurt, and we help you find forgiveness for the mistakes that you've made. Thank you, Jesus, that it's that simple. But as we prayed, it's not a magical fix, and it's not that you'll never struggle again. You just keep doing this again and again and again. Because if you've forgiven tonight, if you've repented tonight, if you've healed tonight, you may hurt again tomorrow. Because you live in a fallen world where people make wrong choices. And somebody will hurt you again. But we just do what we did tonight again. Friends, the only difference in my life, since I went through the program 10 years ago, I still feel hurt. I still make mistakes. I just know what to do. I just forgive. I just take my pain to the cross. I just find forgiveness for my wrongs. I repent. That's all. Friends, we as a human race on this planet have made the Christian life one of the most complicated things in the world. So complicated that many people don't even want it anymore. Because it's such a hard, complicated thing to follow. No, it's not. It really isn't. We just do some of the hardest things by forgiving those that have hurt us because it's not fair. It's absolutely not fair that we need to forgive the ones that hurt us. But you know what really isn't fair? That Jesus Christ hung on the cross for you and me. Blameless and perfect. He took the punishment for you and me. And because of that, you and I can spend eternity with him. Thank you, Jesus, for doing the most unfair thing ever known to history to man. And so we do the unfair thing. You see, friends, there's no logic in forgiveness. There's no reasoning in forgiveness because it doesn't make sense. Everything the world system does makes sense. 2 + 2 = 4. Forgiveness doesn't make sense. When you're hurt, what makes sense is you hurt them. What doesn't make sense is you just forgive. You see, the third day we were in prison, I had a man come up to me after he forgave and his heart was changed. He said, Jeremy, he said, this morning I had one of the officers come up to me. And he wanted me to sign a paper of release so that he could take my uniform to the laundry and wash them and bring them back. And I told him, wait a minute, I can't sign it without my glasses. I need to go get my glasses. And he said, the guy flew into a rage. And he cursed me for being so wasteful of his time, to needing to go get glasses and to be so unprepared. And he said, this happened for years in this prison. And he said, every day that it happened, he said, I would curse him and I would yell at him and I would scream at him. And he said, it would blow in a full-blown fight that the whole dorm would hear it. But he said, today, I just looked at him gently. I said, thank you for reminding me. And I walked away to get the glasses. And the guy stormed out of the dorm, never taking his suits. 1 hour. That didn't make sense. What made sense is, don't curse me. I just want to get my glasses. What didn't make sense is forgiving him and saying thank you. 1 hour later, the officer walks up to the cell and says, "Sir, I owe you an apology. I was wrong in the way I responded. Can you forgive me?" This prisoner was an inmate there for 20 years, fighting his life through prison so much that he killed multiple other inmates in the prison through fights. And that day, he chose to forgive. I saw a 350-pound black man with a beard halfway down to his knees stand in front of 70 men. And he said, "I've got something to share with you." He said, "I've been in this penitentiary for 9 years." And he said, "With the day I came into this penitentiary, my whole family totally rejected me." He said, "I haven't received one phone call, one letter, had zero contact with all my family in 9 years. And he said, "I felt lonely, unwanted, mistreated, rejected, unloved, and not needed." And he said, "As soon as I get out of prison," he said, "them people are gonna pay." And he said, "I was planning these past 9 years how I'm going to do it." But he said, "Today, I forgave him. Thank you, Jesus." And the biggest tears you've ever seen dripped off his beard because he forgave. Didn't make sense. It's not fair. But it's that simple. And again, when you see 70 other men rise to their feet and applaud and praise Jesus because one man chose forgiveness over revenge. That's forgiveness. We just need to keep doing it. That's all. Friends, I know it's painful. I know it's hard. I know it's not easy to do. I know it's sometimes the last thing we want to do, but it's all there is. A little tidbit for you to remember: you're not forgiving the sin. Remember that, friends. You cannot forgive the sin. Only Jesus Christ forgives the sin because of the blood on the cross. You're not forgiving the sin. You're forgiving the way his mistake made you feel. If that person actually did sin, your forgiveness never pays his ticket into heaven. He needs to repent from that sin, find forgiveness from the Father. That means forgiveness is about you only, because it sets you free. That means that no matter who hurts you or whoever doesn't hurt you, if you felt they've hurt you, you forgive them. It's never about the perpetrator, it's always about you. Because you may have been hurt by somebody that actually hasn't hurt you. You just felt that they did. So that's why you also never tell a person, "I've forgiven you." Don't tell people you've forgiven them. There's no value in that. They may not even know that they hurt you. By telling them that, you're hurting them. This is about between you and God and setting you free. Many times, friends, we're hurt by people that didn't intentionally hurt us. Some of us may have forgiven our parents tonight for not loving us. They didn't do that intentionally. And if you tell them that, you're going to devastate their hearts. They're not perpetrators. They did the best they knew how, and it still hurt you. Just forgive them. Just forgive them. That's all. As soon as we become bitter, as soon as we're hurting, we become the victim. Just because we're a victim doesn't mean there's a perpetrator. It's about setting our victim status free when we forgive. It has nothing to do with a perpetrator. If the perpetrator is an actual perpetrator, that's between him and God. It has nothing to do with me and him. It's got to do with setting me free. And see, friends, when we forgive, we require no apologies. We require no repentance of the person that hurt me because I've forgiven them. It's because we're not forgiving the sin. God's forgiveness requires repentance because he's the one that forgives sin. Make sure to separate that out. You're forgiving the person because of how you felt. Forgiveness is never about the other person. If a brother in your church comes in Sunday morning and he forgets to say, "Good morning, Joe, how are you?" and you feel lonely and rejected inside because you think he missed you on purpose, did he make a mistake? No. But what's your responsibility to do? How do you fix that? Forgiveness. It's so beautiful. It's so simple. No matter how you hurt, no matter where you think the hurt comes from, it's forgiveness. Forgiveness doesn't mean that somebody made a mistake. It means you felt they did. And the forgiveness sets you free in how you feel about that person. And you accept them for who they are. And so we just need to do it all the time. We need to forgive ourselves. So what if I've criticized myself, hammered myself, looked down on myself? I need to forgive myself. I need to set myself free for the pain that I've caused myself. You forgive anybody that you feel has hurt you because you're the one that's free. It has nothing to do with a perpetrator. Forgive, heal, and repent. It's that simple. Tomorrow night we're going to come back. And we're going to go a notch deeper tomorrow night. And we're going to start talking about something that is very uncomfortable to talk about. But I believe because what we went through tonight, we're ready for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night we're going to talk about the most miserable topic. You know what that topic is? Self. Ugh. Crucifying self. We just about can't do that when we're in pain. It's just about impossible for a person to do when we're in pain. And that's why the devil loves pain. Because pain makes us self-focused. And when we're self-focused, we have no relationships. We hurt other people. And the devil inflicts pain because we all get pointed towards ourselves. It's me, 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 me. I'm depressed. I pull away. I shut down. I don't give you love. I'm angry. I'm critical. I hurt you. And that's not love. And so tomorrow night, we're going to build off of where we were tonight. And we're going to talk about taking ourselves to the cross. Denying our flesh. It's a tough thing to do. Very tough. But God calls us to do it. It is time for me to end. I'm going to turn it back to Lester. Lester has a few announcements. I'm going to call you Lester probably for the next 3 days. Sorry, Gerald. Lester has a few announcements that he wants to make, and then we'll close.